Without getting into a big word like narcissism, how about let's give a simple definition of the phrase, me games? Me games means I outshine others, especially you, and my view of myself is less than true. When I think I am more than I am, bigger than you, faster than you, brighter than you, wiser than you, the stage is set for one big frustration and disappointment after another. Me games motivate us to exaggerate the value of our own thoughts. It causes us to elevate our opinions and raises the importance of the fulfillment of what we perceive as our needs, even above God's and, of course, decidedly higher than anyone else. Self-centeredness will cause us to slit our eyes to see only what we want to see, close our ears to hear only what we want to hear, and we'll turn the song in our mouth into the braying of a donkey. Whether adolescent or adult, this person won't admit if they've hurt others, pushing people away. They only look at their good side. They only play the parts of their mental movie that shows themselves being the hero, and they play it over and over and over. I wonder if we do that because we figure if we play the movie of our own exaggerated importance, maybe, just maybe, we'll actually become as important as we wish we were. Now, there is something for having a positive mental image of ourselves. Absolutely. But when we play it out at the expense of others, with no regard for anything other than our own elevation, we can rest assured the Lord is going to address this. There are many areas of life the Bible doesn't seem to say much about. Oh, you can believe it. It is there. We're just not seeing it. It says a lot of things are right. It says a lot of things are wrong. You should do this. You shouldn't do that. But it doesn't seem to say much concerning other things. I call them gray areas between the black and the white of the bad and the good. It is true, as a Christian, you have liberty. If what you've got in mind isn't apparently wrong, I believe we have the technical and the moral right to do it. But there are two things basically that should determine whether you do or don't. One, how will it affect others? And two, how will it affect you if you do it? Me game players rarely play the entire movie. They only play out the part where they get to be the champion, and thinking to themselves as to the negative effect of their actions for themselves or others simply isn't part of their process. My wife recently gave me an article entitled "Burglar Abuses Dumb Victim in Apology Letter." The letter from a 16-year-old burglar was released by the West Yorkshire Police in London to show the mindset of criminals who target people's homes. The young burglar writes, "To be honest, I'm not bothered or sorry about the fact that I burgled your home. I don't know why I'm writing a letter to you. I have been forced to write this letter by ISSP. The young offender went on to say the victim failed to draw their curtains before they went to sleep and were thick enough to leave their downstairs window open. Then he says, "I'm not going to show any sympathy or remorse." Notice this offender's me game. There is no thought for how he hurt someone else, only that he was gratified, leveraging the outcome in his favor at someone else's expense. It doesn't matter if we're talking about a criminal offender or a regular citizen. This game can be played by anyone, anytime, any place. It's all about me, me, me. Out of many thoughts on this, what is demonstrated by Jesus? The Bible states in Matthew 20, "The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." 1 Peter 4:10, "Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in various forms." Even in my motives for serving, it can be about me. But when I see Jesus, I mean really see Jesus, it is obvious God truly has a heart for others and sacrificed himself for us. Those who play me games won't do that. Let us all be more like Jesus, having a genuine heart for the well-being of others, like Timothy, who Paul speaks of in Philippians 2:20, saying there is no one among his companions like him, for he will be genuinely concerned for your welfare.